If you're a business leader, you're a person of impact. Doesn't matter if you've got one employee or 1,000 employees. If you're a business leader, you're a person of impact. And if you're a business leader and you name the name of Christ, then you're a person of impact for Jesus Christ. There's no two ways to get around it. What does that mean to be a person of impact? Does that mean that you can impact your world, you can change your world, you can influence other people for Jesus Christ through the business? Absolutely. A person of impact is someone who can impact clients, who can impact suppliers, who can impact employees, who can impact their community if they would just understand that the business is so much more than just the platform for ministry. The business may well be the conduit. It isn't just that you do the business in order to be able to make a dollar, in order to be able to figure out how you're going to be able to make a living so that you can do ministry. God gives us the business so that through the business, that is the ministry. We are kings and we are priests. There is no demarcation. There is no temporal and spiritual. All things as it relates to the Lord are spiritual, including business. It's a matter of how we do it that is most important to the Lord. If our impact is only by the successes that we have by doing it the world's way, then that's no impact at all, because anybody can do that. It's got to be our impact that shows the love of Christ, the caring of Christ, the passion for Christ, and the heart for Christ that we've got for other people, to impact our communities, to impact our families, to impact our employees. And it isn't just simply running out and proselytizing. It's a lot more than that. It is being Christ in the marketplace. It is living every day as if He were living through you. Be a person of impact this day. This has been a Kingdom Company encouragement. Have a blessed week.